I have visiting with me today Paula Baker, the president and CEO of Freeman Health System. And as I was anticipating Women's History Month, I thought I need to reach out to some power players, some female power players, to talk about empowering and encouraging women. So thank you for joining me, Paula.
Oh, my pleasure. And Juan, thank you for including me in that category. That's very nice of you.
Well, absolutely. I mean, having been the CEO of Freeman for a little over 11 years now, and also your involvement with the Ronald McDonald House and other organizations, not just in Joplin, but the Four States area, made you, in my mind, a prime candidate for someone that our listeners could hear from. Your experiences growing up, women who influenced your values, whether it was a family member or someone you read about as a young girl in school, growing up throughout your higher education experiences at Pittsburgh State University, both with your bachelor's degree and your master's degree there in psychology, and then in your professional experiences today. I think our listeners would be, I think they would benefit from hearing you talk about that.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to do it.
Well, if we can, if you would just describe for us, where were you born? Where did you grow up? And women who influenced your life as a young girl?
Oh, great. Well, I was born in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and I lived in Pittsburgh until the day I got married, and then we moved all the way to Joplin, Missouri. So Pittsburgh is very important to me. You never forget your hometown, and I'm back in Pittsburgh frequently. I have family there still, and Freeman has a lot of business operations there. And, you know, almost every street in Pittsburgh holds a memory for me as I grew up there. So I go down a street, and I remember where friends used to live or places we used to go. So Pittsburgh is very near and dear to my heart. I had lots of women as I was growing up who inspired me. There were teachers who were always encouraging, who were always so supportive of me and my future goals, Girl Scout leaders who took an interest and helped me grow. And then on a very personal family level, I would say the person most influential to me was my grandmother. And my grandmother endured a lot of difficult circumstances in her life. She lived through the Depression. She had a lot of experiences in her lifetime, and many of them were difficult and hard. Those were the times that she lived in. But she was such a role model for me and a mentor, because she always looked at the positive side. She always looked at the opportunities rather than the hindrances, was always believed in me, always encouraged me, always made me feel as if I could do anything that I set my mind to. So she instilled in me very early that confidence, that self-reliance, and the belief that if we're willing to work for it, we can achieve anything we want to achieve. So I credit her with that. She passed away just shortly after I was married, and I've missed her almost every day of my life since then. So, but she left a profound mark in my life, and I still think back on her and the way she lived a life and the way she lived her values, and it never ceases to inspire me.
And you're so very lucky and blessed to have had a female role model in your life at a young age like that. What about women, any women in history that you've studied over the years or have influenced you through readings or whatnot?
Oh, absolutely. Many women. One who jumps out at me, probably because of the recency, was Queen Elizabeth. And Queen Elizabeth, you know, sometimes I think my job is difficult, and I'll think, look what Queen Elizabeth handled on a day-to-day basis. I should be able to handle this. Mm-hmm. And I was always so inspired by her resilience through the many challenges that she faced. And she was always resilient. And that's the way we have to be in life. And she gave a very clear example of that for the world to see. And I was also very inspired always by how unshakable she was in the face of controversy. You can't avoid controversy, but you can handle it effectively. And she certainly was a model for that. And then another area about Queen Elizabeth's life and her service to England was that I try to emulate was her undivided devotion to her mission. And I try to always have an undivided dedication and devotion to my mission here at Freeman Health System. What we do is so very important, and it's easy to get distracted by circumstances or events. But at the end of the day, the assignment I've been given is to provide quality health care for this region. So that's one I'm very dedicated to. And watching her in action and seeing how she handled difficult circumstances was always inspiring to me.
And she certainly had a very long lifespan, and because of that, just by its own nature, faced so many challenges. And it wouldn't have surprised me if in mentioning Queen Elizabeth, you would not have mentioned Margaret Thatcher also.
Yes, and Margaret Thatcher was another example. She worked side by side with the Queen as Prime Minister, and the things she was able to accomplish, and particularly in an era where that was more difficult for women. Mm-hmm. And she really proved that gender is not the relevant factor. It's ability, it's commitment, it's dedication, it's devotion. All of those things are what wins the day.
Well, you picked up a note off of my playlist here, Paula. And so I'm going to jump ahead past your higher education at Pittsburgh State because it's very relevant. You just mentioned the challenges that women were facing during their times, Queen Elizabeth and Margaret Thatcher. Now, I don't want to date you or me, so I'm just going to frame it this way. In the last, even just most recent 10 to 20 years, I know you must have seen many challenges for women in the workforce. And I know this is industry-wide. It's not just healthcare. It's industries across the nation and the world where women face challenges as becoming leaders of organizations, and even the lowest paid woman in an organization equal pay. And so I was kind of curious on your thoughts about that.
Yes, certainly women have come a long ways. And there were times in history when I think women were negated to some degree simply as a matter of their gender. I'm very happy to see that that is changing. Now, I will say in all fairness, in my personal career, I really didn't face a lot of gender discrimination. I was very fortunate in that regard because I feel I've been judged more for my abilities than my gender. But I also know I stand on the shoulders of many generations of women who came before me, who cleared that way for me and other women today, so that we are treated in business with greater respect and we are allowed to demonstrate our abilities and our talents much more freely than women's in previous generations. So I'm very grateful to them for paving that road for me and for women all around me.
And there certainly are many unsung heroes, not just throughout your life, but the lives of many successful women who just, there's not enough time in the day to mention all of them. I'd like to step back then to your higher education and your times at Pitt State University. Were there any professors there that influenced you in some way, female professors?
Oh my goodness, I had such a wonderful time at Pittsburgh State University, and I am a very, very proud alumni. Go Gorillas always. I had so many wonderful professors. It would be hard to pick one, but my undergraduate degree was in education, and then a little later, I achieved my master's in clinical psychology. And there's an interesting story around that. When I graduated with my bachelor's degree, I had just been married. So we didn't have very much money. And so I needed to get a job and get a job quickly. So I got a job at Ozark Center, which is today the behavioral health arm of Freeman Health System. At that time, it was a freestanding behavioral health organization. And I was only going to be there long enough to figure out my next plan. So I was counting on it being 6 months or under. When I got to Ozark Center and began working there, I definitely found my passion in behavioral health. It was very clear to me after being there just a short period of time that this was definitely an assignment God had for me in behavioral health. So I was able to work there for over 25 years, including my time as CEO of Ozark Center before I came to Freeman. So that was, those are both careers that Pittsburgh State University prepared me for. And I cannot say enough about the professors there, the curriculum, the leadership. They do everything possible to prepare you for success in life. When I was named the president and CEO of Freeman, the first call I made after my husband was to Pitt State to thank them, the then president, Steve Scott, to say thank you for my education because you equipped me to take on these new challenges.
That is very considerate of you and kind of heartwarming. I have to say that that would be your first inclination after calling your husband is to call Pitt State University. That's really neat.
Well, I remain very grateful for the wonderful education they provided for me.
I understand and I firmly believe that, of course, you as the CEO of Freeman Health System treat everyone equally, of course. And what I mean by that is in encouraging and empowering all of your professionals on a day-to-day basis. I'm sure of that. But I think it would be remiss or even a little naive for anyone to think that, again, looking at the challenges women have faced and been considered a minority over the last many decades, that today you as a female would not give just a little bit extra encouragement or empowerment to women. Because let's face it, and I challenge anyone to argue with me on this one, that still today in this day and age, women are still not completely on a level playing field.
Yes. And my personal opinion on that is sometimes, maybe even oftentimes, it's because women as a gender don't push to be on that level playing field.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we limit ourselves sometimes as women. And so what I encourage the female employees at Freeman or anyone else that I come into contact with is don't let your gender hold you back. You need to believe in yourself. You need to believe in your abilities. You need to never allow a gender bias to affect your life or your accomplishments. Mm-hmm. And when you take that stand and people understand that you won't be limited by that, then I think they're much more respectful. So I think it's very important that women empower themselves, believe in themselves, and work very hard to achieve their goals and never let their gender limit them in any way.
And Paula, I did hear you say that you encourage all genders to do that, and I firmly believe you do. And I think it is important for all of us to encourage women or any gender or race, ethnicity, who over the years has been held back, has not been encouraged to achieve that equality. So it's needed. I think that's a fair assessment of society today.
Oh, I absolutely agree. We need to empower one another and assist one another, support one another. We all win together. So it's very important that we have that collaborative effort always.
I couldn't agree more. So in closing, Paula, would there be any words of wisdom or encouragement you would give to young women, even young girls today, in achieving success in challenging environments?
Oh, absolutely. The first thing I would say is to those young women, believe in yourself. Believe in your abilities. Realize that it's important to have goals. It's important to work hard and that you can do anything that you set your mind to. If you believe in yourself, you're willing to work hard and pursue your passion. You know, sometimes there are careers that are considered glitzier, more exciting than others. But what's really important is that you find your personal passion. I believe that God has assignments for all of us. I believe that He will show us what those assignments are in life. And when you find your passion, envelop that, you throw your heart over the fence with that, and everything else will follow, and you will be successful. And never let anybody limit you or tell you you can't do something.
I couldn't agree
that's
more.
That's not true.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. I couldn't agree more. Paula, as a almost 10-year resident of Joplin, I mean, I was born here, but I moved away. I've been back here for almost 10 years now. And I've had family members and friends who have been patients in your health system. So I want to thank you for your a little over 11 years of leadership at Freeman Health System in creating such a professional and effective team and taking care of all of us here. And many years, I wish you many years of continued success as president of Freeman Health System. And thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. It was really fun to talk with you. And I will just say that it is our honor to care for the people of this region at Freeman Health System. And what we believe as a team at Freeman and as an important part of our culture is to treat every person that walks through our doors with compassion and respect. They count on us, and we want to work hard to make sure that we give each and every patient, family member, the very best we have.